Morning, everybody. So did you guys hear the words Pastor just said? He said, he read from the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And I saw that this week and I thought, that's a lot of love. How would you measure that kind of love? So I brought a few things that show how we measure things. So what do you use this for when you're, to bake? You might measure your ingredients. So do you think we could use this to measure God's love? Yeah, in the Bible, it tells us that our cup runneth over, actually in the 23rd Psalm. So this wouldn't work. So let me see what else I have. I have something else I brought. You guys know what this is? Yeah, tape measure. So pull that out. Let's see how long this goes. Okay, so in the Bible, it talks about God's love being higher than the heavens. So do you think a tape measure could measure God's love? Probably not. No, it just doesn't go far enough, does it? Okay. So I have one last thing that we use to measure. Does anybody have one of these? Most people carry a phone anymore and use it. But this is a watch. We use it to measure time. And some people today might measure how long Pastor talks. I don't know. But in the Bible, it tells us that God's love is everlasting to everlasting. So you think we can measure God's love with a watch even? Probably not, because it just wouldn't go long enough. The battery would run out. So the important thing to remember is that we don't need to measure God's love. We need to experience and feel it in our heart. That's what the important piece is. That's what God wants us to remember. So I want everybody, put your hand over your heart. So my prayer for you is a verse from Ephesians today, that you may experience how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love is for you. May you experience it, although it's so great that we may never fully understand it. So will you say a prayer with me? Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, a love so great that you gave your one and only Son so that we could have eternal life. Amen.